This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In my book, Better Than Before, I write about the 21 strategies we can use to make or break our habits. I loved writing about every strategy, but I have to say, my favorite chapter was the strategy of loophole spotting, because loopholes are so funny. I identified 10 categories of loopholes, including such favorites as lack of control loophole, fake self-actualization loophole, tomorrow loophole, questionable assumption loophole, and my own favorite, false choice loophole. But I think the most interesting loophole is the one coin loophole. It's absolutely insidious because it's true. It always works as a loophole. I gave the loophole this name from an old teaching story called The Argument of the Growing Heap, which I learned about when I read Erasmus's Praise of Folly. The argument of the growing heap is, if 10 coins are not enough to make a man rich, what if you add one coin? What if you add another? Finally, you will have to say that no one can be rich unless one coin can make him so. This teaching story highlights a paradox that is very significant to happiness. Often when we consider our actions, it's clear that any one instance of an action is almost meaningless. Yet at the same time, a sum of those actions is very meaningful. Whether we focus on the single coin or the growing heap will shape our behavior. It's true. Any one visit to the gym is inconsequential. But the habit of going to the gym is invaluable. Because the one coin argument is true, it can be difficult to spot it in action. I was thinking about the one coin loophole, and I remembered this famous scene from the HBO TV show Sex and the City about four friends living in New York City. In this 2002 episode called Ring-a-Ding-Ding, two friends, Miranda and Carrie, have been talking about how Carrie needs to move to a new apartment. They're in a shoe store, and Carrie is holding a pair of very expensive shoes and is getting ready to try them on. She really loves expensive shoes, and she buys them often. And here's the conversation.
I'm an undesirable.
No, I am. The lady at the bank said I was an unattractive candidate for a loan. Where did all my money go? I know I made some.
At 400 bucks a pop, how many of these do you have? 50?
Come on.
100?
Would that be wrong?
100 times 400. There's your down payment.
Well, that's only 4,000.
No, it's 40,000.
I spent $40,000 on shoes and I have no place to live? I will literally be the old woman who lived in her shoes.
There it is. The one coin loophole. Is it a big deal to buy a pair of shoes? Even a very expensive pair of shoes? Is that really going to make or break your budget for the year? No, probably not. What about two pairs? What about three pairs? At some point, the shoes become a down payment on an apartment. If you want to read about the 10 categories of loopholes, I'll post a link to the blog post where I discuss them. Or you can read the chapter on them in my book, Better Than Before. I'll also post a link to that clip from Sex and the City. I have to say, I've often thought it would be fun to write a little book of loopholes. Let me know if you think it would be a good idea. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.